Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Tim Stillman. We're talking Riverside girls basketball. The Riverside girls are even now at 7-7 on the season. Two wins since last we spoke, and five out of the last six games, Riverside has won, with the only loss to Holton by 6 points in the middle of that. But, Coach, you followed up the Holton loss by going to beat Axtell in another non-league matchup, 49-29 last Friday night. Let's start with that game, I guess, and a good bounce back for your team, and 49 points. Your team continues to shoot and score it pretty well. That's one of the things that jumped out to me about that game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I mean, the first quarter, I mean, if you would have looked at it, you would have thought it was going to be one of those tight games. And, you know, after the period ended, we just kind of talked over, made a couple of adjustments. And second quarter, they went on a nice little 11-12-0 run. And, you know, they, from there on, like I told them, we can't afford to lose second or third and fourth quarters like we have been doing in the past. And they just kind of stuck to the task at hand and delivered a good win.
An even bigger win than last night as you knock off Sabetha 37-31 for a big 7-league victory and, you know, able to jump out to a nice lead in that game. I think you led 12-2 at the end of one quarter, but then had to kind of hold on and hit some big shots and even some free throws there late to hold on. That's kind of a program-changing win, isn't it, to beat a team the caliber of Sabetha and get your record back to 500 here at 7-7?
Absolutely it is, and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, Sabetha is a very, very well-respected program within the league, and to get a win like that, that just boosts our confidence even more. So it's kind of showing the girls that they can play and compete in this league now, and we haven't really had any bad losses this year. They've all been very competitive games, so I think this right here gives them a little bit of them be able to say that, you know, hey, we can do what we need to get done here and be successful.
You only had four girls score last night, but, you know, 18 points for Taylor Weiser continues to be very consistent, and you obviously got some other girls that are doing some other things and helping out in other areas besides scoring. But, you know, I guess the defense, you know, if your whole team's a 31, no matter who you're playing, you probably like your chances with that defensive performance last night. Was that pretty good as well?
It was really, really good. You know, we had a game plan coming in, and, you know, we wanted to take the ball out of one person's hand and just kind of make the other ones have to create on their own, and it proved to be pretty good for us. I liked the way that Zoe Hayes defended last night. She did a really good job, and I know she was really tuckered out after that game last night, but, you know, even for Hallie Studer to go 5-for-6 from the free throw line, and I think Taylor went 5-for-7, and Megan O'Grady stepped up with a couple of big three-pointers as well last night. So it wasn't so much about the scoring column as much as their defense and how they communicated, and we didn't let them get downhill as much. We wanted them to have to move the ball around and kind of force them into some bad decisions.
I'm sure the confidence the girls have should help, but what other things do you look at moving forward here, I guess specifically, you know, with Roll Valley and Hiawatha, the next two teams and rematches on your schedule?
Right now, it's consistency. It's just stay consistent with what we're doing. The buy-in for our defense is really it's really coming along now. The girls are understanding the rotations. The help side is there where we need it at. And, you know, we're stopping people from getting downhill. So, I mean, if you're going to beat us from three, then, you know, we're going to run you off the line. But we got a little bit of backup coming downhill. So I think the buy-in is the biggest thing right there. And just the communication piece is always key.
Well, Coach, a big win, and now, like I said, you've won five out of your last six, so good luck keeping it rolling, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Coach Tim Stillman of the Riverside Girls. We'll talk Cyclone Boys basketball next.